Radio. Don't miss out on what you're passing. You're missing the previews of the movie reviews. I know those other podcasts make you buy a ticket, but come on, while Bob and Ed start to kick it. Talk about the actors' stride and directors are hiding. Grab some popcorn when you see them driving by. Watching all the credits, making sure that you get it. Acting kind of local, they're just a couple brothers. Watch a bunch of movies and they talk to each other.
It's Sunday, February 5th, 2017, and this is Bob and Ed's Movie Podcast.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Ed.
It's been a while. But,
yes, it has.
Know, life gets in the way.
Yep, life gets in the way. But obviously, it's Oscar time now.
We're kind of excited.
Yep. Been seeing some of these Oscar movies. Some of them we've already seen, obviously. We've already talked about Arrival.
La La Land.
La La Land. One other movie that I can't, for whatever reason. No, I guess those are only two.
Those were only two
that we've already talked about, so we don't have to.
We started after the nominations going, I got 7 films to see.
Yep. So, and we've seen some of them. We haven't seen all of them yet.
We hammered out 4 in the last week or two.
Yep.
In fact, 3 in the last, 48 hours.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been almost like a film festival.
Yeah. So.
So the first one that we saw was Hidden Fences.
Figures.
That's stuck in my head. I can never say it right.
Hidden Figures. Thank you, Golden Globes.
Yes, thank you.
Basic rundown, it's about the human calculators that worked for NASA. And, Got a man in orbit.
Yes. It's based on a true story of 3 African-American women who worked for, well, turns out they actually worked for the agency before NASA and then also worked for NASA and the things that they went on to do.
Yeah. It was a really good film, really good acting.
Pretty compelling story. That's funny. One of the podcasts I listen to, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, they do Forgotten Heroes of Science. And I believe all 3 of them were topics at one time or another on that particular part of their show. So a lot of it was, hey, I know who this person is because it was on, Forgotten Heroes of Science. And, she should end up doing this. And it's wait for a little while. It's just like they said, that's what's in the movie.
That's what happened.
There's even a couple bits with John Glenn being in it, since it's about the Mercury program. And it's, I was even thinking, wait a minute, I could have sworn John Glenn said this. And then later on in the movie, that's exactly what he said. And it's that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's there is a main character, but there's 2 other characters that kind of have, you see their kind of day, but there's one of the characters is, and it was a comment we had right after the film ended where it's we might have could have used a little bit more of her background, the one that was the engineer.
Yes.
The issue is one of them's an engineer and you really never quite see her do
engineering,
which everyone else is she does math real well. And
yeah, we get to see her do math, and the other one becomes
the computer programmer.
Yeah, the founder of, not founder, but I mean, she was the backbone of the programming.
The IBM.
IBM computer, actual computer, what you think of a computer now, there was programming, and she was the one that learned the programming language and actually learned how to do all the stuff, and taught all the various people how to program, and she was a leader in the programming, and we kind of don't get the engineer, even though she did a lot of engineering.
We do see a lot of the struggle that she had to go through to go get the get into the engineering program. How she had to go to court to petition to be able to go to a non-segregated school.
I guess maybe they just used her character to try to show more of the struggle that they had to go through, I guess. There was a couple choices in there in the movie making where I guess you're trying to make the characters relatable. I mean, there's a whole story about one of them, meeting a guy and having having a relationship with them. And it was kind of do we really need this? But I guess it's, if you didn't, then it's hard to identify with a, you know, super mega smart person that's doing calculations that, you know, 99% of the people listening to this don't understand.
Yeah, so it makes sense. It did allow the really good performance of Mahershala.
Yeah, good luck on trying to. I have no idea how to pronounce his name. He won a Golden Globe, didn't he?
Maybe. Mahershala Ali.
Yes.
Look it up if you look it up on IMDb. If you find a name that halfway decently looks like that, that's who we're talking about. He's in another film we watched, and he's the villain.
And Luke Cage. He's Cottonmouth, the main villain in Luke Cage.
And it's just, he's a really good actor.
Yes, he is.
So it was nice to see him. He didn't have as big of a part as, like, well, the issue is, it's like the entire, like, storyline might have been able to go. Yeah,
it was kind of like it wasn't even a B storyline. It was like an E storyline.
Yeah, because there's already
three main storylines, and then there's kind of the Mercury astronaut kind of storyline ish. So I don't even know if it was ahead of that storyline. So I don't know. I guess it was just there to help,
but humanize it. But overall, what did you give it?
I think I gave it a 9. I really liked it. I gave it a 9. Yeah. It's definitely deserving of an Oscar nomination. If it won Best Picture, I'd be all right with it. We can get into other things. We haven't really talked about or reviewed how much we both really liked La La Land. So I don't know if I'd put it ahead of that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty good. I don't think I checked my watch at all during the film.
No. It had really good pacing.
It had good pacing. It's just like basically there was an E storyline that I kind of felt
I mean, it did really great of addressing the segregation issue and, you know, making sure that you're reminded that this took place in 1960 and there was segregation issues, but it didn't really hammer you over the head with it.
It just applied.
It's like, look, this is what was going on. We're not saying this is good, bad, or indifferent. Yeah, good, bad, or indifferent. It was just, this is what they had to deal with, and this is part of the story of the characters in this story.
Yeah.
It was a nice balance. It was a nice balance of, you have to remember this, but we I don't know. It was a really good movie.
It was a good movie. All right. I also gave it, I think I gave it an 8. But it was actually mainly just that it's one of those, it might not have been able to do anything better.
That's true.
But at the same time, it's like, I just give it an 8. It's personal preference.
It's a good movie. Movie. Recommend it.
Recommended. Our next one,
Lion.
Next one is another based on a true story film that we actually, So it's Lion. It's about a 5-year-old lost Indian boy.
Yeah, this was an interesting movie for me. I think this is the first time I've ever gone to a movie where I literally had no idea what I was going to see.
I like the fact that you made the joke as we're about to go in. I don't even know if it has subtitles or not.
Spoilers! It has subtitles.
First half of the film, subtitles.
Subtitles, subtitles, subtitles. Yeah, when they started to listing all the actors, it was like, I don't know how to pronounce that name. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Oh, Rooney Mara. And now there's more names that I don't know how to pronounce.
That I don't know.
All right, that's just a collection. One of them was like, that's just a collection of letters.
I mean, like, it's somebody like, just hit the like, keyboard.
There's no way that forms a name.
Oh. I'm going to go with it's Nawazuddini Siddiqui.
That was probably it.
Let's not say that's actually how you pronounce it, because That was just me reading, like, you know,
letters. Yeah, that was letters it. That going, was exactly who it was, because it was like, wait a minute, I couldn't even tell you what, I couldn't tell you where they're from. I mean, at least on some of them, it's like, ah, oh, that looks like an Indian name. That looks like it might be Bangladesh. But this one is like, I don't even know.
I don't know. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. I think I gave it a 9.
I think I gave it an 8. There was a couple times I checked my watch a few times. Yeah, I gave it an 8. I checked my watch a couple times. There was a little bit of pacing issue, I thought.
There was a pacing issue. What's funny is the pacing issue isn't, in my opinion, the beginning when the main character is still a little boy.
I think that was actually part of it for me, one of them. I mean, I know this is based on a true story, and the kid went through all these, like, just horrible things, but it's like, after the fifth or sixth horrible thing, it was like, okay, now I'm, like, I that was the sixth horrible thing. It's like, oh, great, now we're going to go through the seventh horrible thing, and it was just like, at some point, it was... All right, can we get on with the story? I mean, I'm sorry that he had to go through it all, but do I have to go through it too?
there probably was a couple horrible things that you could have just left out and just gone like 3 months later.
Yeah, it's
which
like,
they actually do at yeah, some point. At They're some like point. 2 months
later.
2 months
later, it's like, oh.
Oh, geez. Okay. But it's a, you know, it's a really good tell. It's based on a true story. You know. Expect some crying.
Yeah.
I got a bit teary-eyed. You know, wasn't full on, like, ugly cry, but...
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, it's sad. It's happy, sad, sad, sad. Happy, sad, sad, sad. You know, it's...
Even the very end where you're like, oh, that's happy. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, yeah. It's like, ah, oh.
And then a couple like, oh, well, that would have been different and weird.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was really good. The main actor of the adult in it, what is his name? Dev Patel. I thought he was really good.
Yeah.
I thought he was, like, a really interesting actor and someone that's like, I'd like to see more of him doing stuff. Nicole Kidman I thought was really good.
She was good. Funny thing is, like, Rooney Mara was just sort of there.
I kind of got that feeling, too.
Yeah.
It was like, I know Rooney Mara's in it, and it's like, I like Rooney Mara, but it's not like she was bad. It was just...
Her character didn't have a lot, so...
Maybe that was it.
And that's the thing. It's like, not her. It was just like, this character is like, okay, yeah. It's one of those, like, she leads the guy to here, that leads the guy to there, you know.
Maybe that's it.
If this was a Law and Order episode, she would be the person that would tell the detectives to talk to somebody else, who talked to somebody else, who then got, you know. It was like, that's kind of what I felt she was. She was just sort of there.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, I mean, it's still a good movie.
It's a really good film. Like, you know, I would recommend everyone to see it. You know, expect reading subtitles so you can't clean while watching it. Unless you randomly speak, I think, 2 or 3 different languages, you know.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of reading. And I just figured out here, too, the father, there's, you know, the kid gets adopted by Australian parents.
David Wynham? You just figured out who that was?
Just figured out who it was.
I had to look it up because I'm like, this guy looks familiar.
I'm like, this guy looks super familiar. Who is he? And I just look it up. It's like, oh, he's Faramir.
Yeah.
From Lord of the Rings. Like, of course, that's who it is. And he's also in 300. He's in a couple of, like, actually.
Van Helsing,
I believe. Yep, there he is, Van Helsing.
And, like, a couple.
That's not a recommendation of Van Helsing. Do not see that one.
No, do not see that one. Whew.
He's gonna be in Iron Fist, I see, as well.
Oh, that's so good.
That's another connection to the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
But but yeah, it is a good movie. It's worth seeing. I don't know if it's necessarily Best Picture. I mean, it should be nominated.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. The cinematography I thought was really good.
It's one of those, if it wasn't nominated, I probably would have gone like, you got an extra spot. Why didn't you?
This would have been, yeah, with an extra spot. If they were only nominated 8 and did nominate this, it would have been a little frustrating.
Yeah. So I've been like, what? But overall, yeah, so far there hasn't actually been like, I don't think we've watched an Oscar nominated film yet that we wouldn't recommend. Like,
yeah.
Best picture. Like, there's some years where it's like,
Yeah, like last year I wasn't the biggest fan of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I would recommend it to some people, but I wouldn't.
You wouldn't blanket, but like,
I wouldn't, you know, and Bridge of Spies I thought was just like, this is a, like, it's not a horrible film, but it's not, yeah. I would say, you guys got to go out and see this. This is like something, yeah, Lion, you probably should go out and see.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to see it, you should see it.
Yeah, I recommend seeing it.
The next film we watched is
Fences.
This one, not the hidden ones.
Based on the play.
Based on the play. I understand it's based on the play.
I've heard that it's based on a play.
Yeah, it's based on a play of the same name.
Oh.
Starring Denzel Washington.
Also directed.
He's the main character. It's
Viola Davis is in it. She does a really awesome job at an ugly cry scene.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she had both of them do. Like, both of them have excellent acting. I think it was on the strength of the acting performances that this got nominated.
Yes,
I think if either of them didn't do as well, it's probably not nominated.
Mm-hmm. No,
if there is a movie on this list so far that we've seen that it's like, you know, kind of squint the eyes of like, should this be nominated? It might be Fences. It's not a horrible thing that it's been nominated. I don't think it should win. I don't even think it's even close to being as good
as everything else we've seen so far.
Yeah.
One of the issues is it's based on a play, and it feels like it's based on a play.
It looks like. Yeah, I didn't know it was based on a play, but watching it, it's like 100% this has to be based on a play. Just you know, at the time, I didn't know it was based on a play. I think one of the first things, like, is this based on a play? Because it sure looks like it is.
Yeah, it feels like it feels like you're kind of watching like a stage version of it that just, you know, they didn't use stages. They were just like, hey, we got a backyard, let's film.
Yeah, and yeah, that's what it. And yeah, because it's just people don't talk like that in movies.
People don't talk like that. The pacing is a bit odd. There's actually a little bit where I'm like, this would be where the intermission is.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, like, there's the intermission. Yep.
I was like, oh yeah, that's the end of act one. Like,
yeah, scene change here. Yeah,
scene change here. Let's all go to the lobby and relax and stretch and figure out what we just saw.
I mean, yeah, you can easily see that there's probably, I would guess, in the play, there's probably only two sets, I would guess.
Oh, I'm going to go with it's one of those where it's the house with like,
The backyard
of the house, and you probably can also see into the kitchen, and that's it. And everything else they just don't like that when they're someplace else.
Yeah. And you can easily see that's how it's like, well, I would know if I was doing the play, all I would do is just copy what they just did, make that scene, make that set, and I'm done.
Yeah.
There's not much going on set-wise.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's, even in the movie, there was only, what, 6 different places they were at? And 4 of them probably were filmed in one day. It was probably like second unit, film this, we're gonna be here for this day, okay get this shot, okay, that looks good, we're done, let's go home early, guys, because there was, you know, there wasn't that much going on. It was good. I thought it was a pretty decent story. Decent in that it doesn't. There was a number of times of, okay, here's where this is going to happen. Oh, it didn't happen.
It happened. There's a lot of.
There's
like,
a lot of. Oh, this is where in the story this. It didn't happen.
There's the number of times that I went, okay, well, this is how it's going to end. Oh wait. That's not how it ended.
Yeah, so I mean, I do have to give a credit to that. Of I did not. There was a number of I did not expect that.
Yeah, a ton of like I what?
Yeah.
Okay. just really good acting.
Yeah, that's really the main reason to see this, if you want to see two people put on a clinic on acting. And yeah. I thought everyone else did a really good job, too. That's what helped it, is...
As everyone did a great job.
Everyone was good.
Okay, another one that where it's like, Makiti Williamson?
Which one was that?
The brother, Gabriel.
Oh, yeah, Bubba from Forrest Gump.
Or Limehouse from Justified, if you want to go there.
If you want to go there. Yeah, he did great, yeah.
He did really good. There was a certain point, though, when it came on, where my first thought was the scene in Tropic Thunder. Where it's like...
Yeah, no kidding. Don't go full...
Yeah, because, you know, he plays somebody with brain damage, and, like, he does a really good job, but at the same time... And the thing is, it's like... It was borderline on, like, over the top because it was a film. But if this was a play, it would have been perfect just because, like, you're on stage, so you can't quite see, the, like, the nuances, so you kind of have to go overboard.
I can see that.
And, in my opinion, he almost kind of went overboard, like...
Yeah, he might have...
He turned it up just a hair too high because... I'm like, camera lens is close. Don't need to, like, project it to the back row.
Yeah. And okay. I'll give you that.
And that was, like, one of my issues. Another issue is it's 2 hours and 20 minutes, and it needs an intermission. That's sort of the issue.
You do feel the 2 hours and 20 minutes.
It's a play that needs an intermission, because I totally, it's about that point, I went, I kind of want to get up and, you know, stretch my legs, go to the bathroom, maybe get a drink or two.
Yeah, that's definitely... I think I ended up giving it the movie an 8, and I think that was one of that and the play. I don't like movies that are just basically plays. That's one of the things I hated about Chicago, was like, all you're doing is just filming the play, like the Broadway show.
Yeah.
If I wanted to see the Broadway show, I would have gone to Broadway to see the show. I want to see the movie. And this wasn't quite as bad, because at least they had real sets on here instead of fake ones.
Actually, what my thought was, at some point I went like, I'd much rather have watched just like the play version.
Yeah, it's like
that way when they have an intermission, I get up and go to the bathroom. Like, but overall, the story's good, which is what holds it up. I give it an 8.
Yeah, I give it an 8.
But it is one of those, like, it's probably out of all of them.
Yeah, it's probably the weakest film out of all of them, which is funny because if Future Me comes back and says Denzel Washington and Viola Davis both win Academy Awards, you'd be like, oh yeah, I can see that.
Here's the issue. It's great acting. Maybe not the structure of a film, the best film.
Yeah. The final movie that we watched in our group of movies that we watched this weekend was Moonlight.
We had watched Fences earlier in the day, and then we kind of separated, took naps,
just did whatever, and then saw that Moonlight was playing at 10 something at night,
and we're like in bed by like 9:30.
Yeah, people. Usually, but so we decided let's go out and see Moonlight because we don't know how long it's going to be in the theaters. It's not a super wide release, and I have heard that it was one of the inner circle contenders.
Which is funny. I knew nothing about this.
Yeah, and I knew one plot point.
You knew one more plot point than I did.
One plot point. You didn't know anything about this. before we talk about it, this is the reason I like seeing every single movie, is because of a movie like Moonlight.
It's something that both of us, I feel, would never sit through at home. But like, we would start it and then maybe like, oh, you know what, I should probably do laundry or...
And we would never go to it just like, hey, let's go see Moonlight.
Yeah.
Because it's not a, hey guys, let's go see Moonlight kind of movie. But it's definitely like when it was done, we both were like, wow.
It's like, it's one of those films where it's like, this is what film should be. Like, this is really good.
Yeah. It's about someone who's not us. You know, it's not about you. It's not about anyone you know. It's not about anyone that's like, it's not about any of your friends. It's like, you don't know these people. I'm going to go on a limb of 99% of you do not know anyone like the people in this movie. And that's part of the reason why it's important to see a movie like this, is because you just don't know anyone like this.
No.
I mean, you might know some, you know, there are aspects of them that you might know people of, but in general, you don't. You don't know these people.
Yeah, it was...
You know, it's about, well, it's essentially, even the structure is interesting. It's three acts. Each act is a different
part in a person's life.
Yeah.
Same person.
Same kid. Same. Yeah. It's hard to say because first act, he's what?
Eight.
Second act, he's 17.
16, 17.
16, 17. And then third act, he's
25.
25. Let's say that. That would make sense. That's about right. So it's each act is a snapshot in this person's life and what they have to go through and
who they are at that moment.
Yeah, who they are in that moment, or who they, you know, they don't know who they are at that moment. And you know, it's, I don't want to give spoilers away, cuz it's like you want to see this one without any, you know, preconceived ideas of what you're going to see.
Which is one of the reasons why I really enjoyed it. It was just like, I don't know anything about this film, you know, let me go see it. And like, I was like, oh wow. Like,
yeah, it's, yeah, the one plot point I knew, it's like, it didn't help me know, okay, who was it about? Where were they at? Is like, what kind of story are we going to see? I didn't know any of those things.
I like the fact that, like, it wasn't until, like, halfway through the film that you'd even realize what coast they were on.
Yeah, no kidding. For the first, like, there's something that you might need to know is this. They're on the East Coast. Because I spent the first, like, I don't know how, what, first two-thirds of the movie thinking that they were in Los Angeles. And they're not. They're in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I think it was even something I was complaining about, because there's a scene where they go in the ocean, and I was even thinking the Pacific Ocean is never that calm, and it never occurred to me that, oh well, maybe they're in the Atlantic.
Which is funny because I do remember that somebody said Liberty City, and I didn't.
I know they said Liberty City, and I was even thinking, where in LA is that?
Yeah, the funny thing is, I was like, I don't know where that is. Like, that means nothing to me. It actually wasn't until they were in the ocean. And that's first 10 minutes, 15 minutes of the film.
Yeah, that's right.
They're in the ocean. So we're not giving too much away. They're in the ocean, and it's fairly calm. And my only thought was, oh, okay, cool. That's the Atlantic. I've been there. Like, I swam in that waters. I know.
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me that... I was even thinking, it's like, what kind of, like, beach are they at? Like, the beaches don't look like that in you know, in L.A., and like it still never occurred to me.
Nothing clicked.
And then there's like another scene where they, you know, it's like later in the film about talking about another city. I'm like, well, that was interesting. I wonder why they went all the way there. And it's like, you're an idiot.
which doesn't take away from the film.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It's odds are some of you, I'm not guaranteeing you all of them. Because I wasn't uncomfortable. I don't think you were uncomfortable. But there is people in our audience.
They were uncomfortable.
They were chit-chatty uncomfortable. Like, yes, I'm going to have to talk to break up.
Yes,
like,
yes. That's why, like, usually you get upset when people talk in a movie. But it was, I knew, to me, that's what the people in the audience were doing. Is they were talking because they were very uncomfortable. And there was even, like, there was a point of, like, they're kind of snickering. And it was kind of like, almost wanted to just like, guys, we're not 13. We can get through this. We're all adults. Relax.
Which,
we're just watching a movie.
Which is funny because somebody brought their kid to
the
show.
Oh my God, do not bring your kid.
Don't bring your kid.
Do not bring your kid.
Don't bring your kid to an R-rated film.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. This is a, you know, it's funny. I was trying to figure out how to write this when I kind of wrote my little review on Facebook. I was trying to figure out how to like tell people... who should see it and who shouldn't see it. I mean, for example, like zero chance that our mom should see it. I don't think that she would like it.
I don't think she would like it, but at the same time, it's like, you should probably watch this.
I understand that.
But yeah, but I don't want to have a conversation with her about that.
For like with some notable exceptions, if you're a baby boomer, I would doubt that you'd probably like this movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's, are you available to see it Sunday mornings? If the answer is like absolutely no, because I have other things to do, you probably aren't going to like this movie either. But, you know, if you want to try to... Yeah, if you like... if you like maybe Theory of Everything or what won Best Picture last year? Why can't I think of the name of it?
Spotlight.
Spotlight.
If you like Spotlight.
Yeah, I think that's exact. Do you like Spotlight? Can you get through Spotlight and you're like, you know, if you like Spotlight, if you like Theory of Everything, if you like Imitation Game, if you like, you know, I'm just trying to think of movies where it's not, you know, it's maybe not necessarily about you or the people that you know. And
if at no point, actually, funny thing, if you really like The Wire, especially first season, you might want to watch this.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, that's no kidding. Yeah. But we're probably giving away too much. So yeah. I mean, if you're okay with all those types of movies and, you know, not being traditional.
Definitely not traditional.
Yeah, not traditional storytelling. Not.
If you've ever watched a French New Wave film, especially 400 Blows, watch this.
Yeah. If you've gone to a film festival, like, you probably would like this. Yeah. You know, it's, if you could tell me which order of Transformer movies, you know, is the best from best to worst.
Probably not.
You probably won't like this. You probably won't like this. I mean, there's no real action in this. This isn't an action movie. It's not a comedy. There are going to be a couple things maybe you laugh at just because it's kind of funny in this situation that they're in. Just because sometimes things are funny in life. But it's not a comedy.
No. It's not crying film.
No, actually, it's not. Which but at is kind the of same weird. Time, it, I mean, it's emotional, but it's
emotional,
not.
It's emotional, but at the same time, it's like.
Yeah, there's nothing really that you're going to be.
In tears over.
Yeah, tears over, but yeah, it's definitely a.
and another film with.
Cottonmouth.
With Cottonmouth.
Yeah, he was really good in it, too.
Janelle Monáe is also in it.
I was just going to say, she's in it as well.
She's in it as well. And the one that shocked me is Noemi Harris.
Does she play the mom?
She plays the mom, who also is Miss Moneypenny in the new James Bond
film. Get out! That's who she is!
That's who she is. Outstanding
oh my God.
Performance.
Yes.
Like.
Now that it makes sense.
So,
dang it.
So good. Makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, one of the many times that you're uncomfortable.
There's a lot of uncomfortable scenes in this film, but at the same time, it's like, well, not uncomfortable, but just like, ugh. Really good. I gave it a 9 out of 10. And that's like.
I give it a 9 out of 10. There was a couple times there were some pacing issues, I thought. Because I did look at my phone to see what time it was.
I
might have been just because I'm not feeling 100%, so I was annoyed with my own cough. Then also, you didn't hear it, but for whatever reason, the air conditioning was clicking. It was like, oh, great. So not only do I have to have my own annoying cough, I have to have this annoying sound of click, this click, 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 click. And then, of course, there's the kid crying. Whereas, like, actually, I thought it was just a person. I thought it was just like a film goer was crying. I was like, wow, they are experiencing, going through some of their own personal issues right now.
Yeah.
Because like, I could see, like, you know.
I could see definitely
yeah,
people
if,
cry.
Yeah. You could see, yeah, we're going to warn you, like, if you have a questionable background or have a issue in your background, you know, just you personally or maybe your family, you might. Get triggered on this particular film because it might strike a little too close to home.
But at the same time, it's.
But it's oddly specific in those kind of things.
But it was just really good. I don't recommend for everyone.
No, this is not a.
But everyone. At the same time, I kind of feel everyone should watch it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the issue. It's like, Oh, you're not going to like it, but you should probably watch it because it's
that's
really
probably,
good.
That's probably it. Everyone should watch it, but we're already warning you that there's a good section of you that's not going to like it. Yeah. It's interesting, too, at the end, how the number of people, like, that was the end? That's how it ends? And
that
it's
was
like,
the thing that bugged
what
me.
What did you want? That seemed like a perfect end to me.
It was a perfect...
As soon as it got to it, it's like, oh, this would be a good time to end. And it ends all right, perfect.
All right, awesome.
It's like, that was really... I understand what they're saying. And then people are like, stand up. I can't believe that's the ending. Like, what?
Did we watch the same film?
Did we watch the same film? Because that's... That was so bizarre.
Based on the plotting of the story, that's how it should end.
Yeah, that's how it should end. Exactly.
I'm like, what were you expecting? Now, I don't get it, but I don't get why people didn't get the ending, because I liked it.
I liked it
a lot.
So I guess we should give a warning there, too, that there's a possibility you don't like the ending? Like, if you don't, maybe let us know why.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
What was it that you didn't like about the ending?
Didn't you like about Moonlight?
So other than that, that's pretty much the movies that we saw. We still have three more to see. Hell or High Water.
Manchester by the Sea.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Two of them are definitely playing the theater near us. Well, relatively near us.
Relatively.
So we're going to try to see that this coming week. If we're lucky, we are going to see all of them by the end of next week. And next week, we're going to have a special guest.
Hopefully. Knock on wood. Yeah, knock on wood. It'll be a special guest if we're lucky.
And she has seen all but Moonlight. We're going to try to shove her in a theater to see Moonlight.
Then we're
going to talk about all the picture nominations.
Yeah, hopefully we can review all these, maybe put them in some sort of order. I don't know if that's even possible, but... I can tell you right now, we still have three more left, so this could change. But right now, it's a toss up between Moonlight and La La Land for me.
Yeah,
right now.
Either one wins. And I'm like, oh yeah.
Like with right behind it, I would probably say maybe Hidden Figures and Arrival. I think that would be my.
I'm gonna go with Arrival over Hidden Figures, but
I'm not. Yeah, I can't.
Because Arrival just like
Arrival was really good. Yeah, that's really good. Of the ones, the cinematography and Arrival still the best of the ones I've seen. As good as Lion was, I still think Arrival was better cinematography. So, we'll see. Hopefully we have some more movies to talk about next week. We're definitely going to have some more movies to talk about because we're also going to have John Wick is coming up.
We're watching John Wick. We're watching the
Lego movie.
The Lego Batman movie.
And then right after that is for Valentine's Day, Princess Bride showing in the theater. So that ought to be fun too. But that hopefully will be after we talk about some of these movies. But we already have the tickets for John Wick. So we definitely are seeing that on Thursday. So maybe there'll be a special episode for that. And then a follow-up.
And then our guest episode.
Then a guest episode. That would be good.
All right.
So with that, I guess we'll hopefully see you next week. And as always, Scarface is overrated.
And keep your ticket stub.
Here is something you can't understand. How they can just review it, man. Here is something you can't understand. How they can just review it, man. Here is something you can't understand. In Germany, they call it a kinofilm. In California, they call it una película. No matter where you live, you love movies. So you want to listen to the Bob and Ed Movie Podcast.